First things first, containing Adrian Peterson starts with beating the guy in front of you.
In the Packers' first meeting with the Vikings, they held the league's leading rusher to 45 yards on 13 carries. That averages out to 3.5 yards per and was the result of Packer defensive linemen dominating blockers in their one-on-one matchups. Base 3-4, B.J. Raji on the nose, and he's way too strong for Mike Harris. Peterson's plan A, gone. LaTroy Guyon, the left end, is just too quick for T.J. Clemmings, and Peterson's cutback lane, gone as well. Too strong, too quick, and tackle Mike Daniels is too everything for Brandon Fusco. Daniels shocks him, sheds him, and Peterson's chance to bounce it outside, also gone. Three one-on-one matchups. The Packers win all three, and it's meet at Adrian Peterson for a one-yard loss.
Mike, everybody's going to be talking this week about stopping Adrian Peterson. In my humble opinion, that starts with whipping the guy in front of you.
Absolutely.
You say?
I say the same thing. You have to win. You got to win your one-on-ones. You got to beat the guy across from you, and everything else take care of itself.
In the Vikings' five losses to date, Adrian Peterson has averaged just under 50 yards rushing. If you want to beat Minnesota, containing Peterson is a good place to start. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.